Here's a thought I'll title, The Importance of Scale. I remember in a very early workshop with Bruce Birnbaum, he talked a lot about image scale. That is to say, do you make an image, a 5x7 print, an 8x10 print, 11x14, 16x20, bigger? I now can't remember if it was Birnbaum or some other photographer that I've been in contact with over the years who insisted that there was only one correct size for any given print. And I thought that was an interesting point of view, and I actually believed that for a long time. But then I bumped up against a difficult reality in prints, and that is, we are not in the least in control of how closely someone gets to viewing our print. I've seen, and I know you have too, many people in a gallery or an exhibition of some kind, museum, get right up on the print so they can see details that were maybe never that important to the photographer, but they are to the viewer for some reason, and so they get it, what I characterize as nose print distance, to view your image. And sometimes they do the opposite. They back way up, and you may think, well, this is an image that would look best from a distance of 3 feet, but someone ends up looking at it at a distance of 15 feet. The angle of view that a print impinges on a viewer's perspective and eye is not in our control. And no matter how much we might like to think we control it, we simply don't. I suppose we could, in the data that goes along with our prints, the viewing sheet or the back of the print or somewhere, we could put a recommended viewing distance. But would anybody ever pay any attention to that? Or is the scale of an image something that, as much as we might like to control it, we just don't? And we have to be aware of the fact that different people will see our work with a different angle of view. This becomes particularly important because, as a general rule of thumb, not always 100% the case, but as a general rule of thumb, the larger an image is, the more contrast it needs. I don't know why. I've heard this my whole life, and I think it's true because that's been my experience. Smaller prints don't require as much contrast. Bigger prints do. And so oftentimes, if I were making an 11x14 or a 16x20, I'd have to knock everything up a grade in paper in my wet darkroom days in order to give me that little boost in contrast that was necessary with a larger print. Well, if we don't know the distance that people are going to be using to see our prints, and we don't know the scale of image they will have relative to angle of view when they look at our work, how do we control the contrast? How do we choose exactly the right way to make a print? And the bottom line is, we don't. There is an exception, and that is when the viewer is forced to see it at a certain distance, and the two obvious examples are a book and a computer screen. Most of us will look at a computer screen at roughly the same distance. The size of the image might vary based on the size of the monitor, but we're likely to see it at roughly the same distance. And a book is meant to be a handheld thing. And if we read a book handheld, if you were somehow able to statistically measure a significant number of people, you'd probably find that they're all reading the book at roughly the same distance away because they're holding it in their hands. In which case, we then know with some precision how far away they are when they look at our work. And so we can make appropriate adjustments in contrast and etc. for those specific viewing distances. But when we make an artistic print, maybe not. I was reminded of this when I went to that exhibition I talked about a week or so ago at the Fenimore Museum. There were some really giant prints, maybe 3-4 foot prints, that I viewed from roughly standing distance that you would normally stand at in a gallery situation. And there were also some little tiny contact prints, maybe 4x5 contact prints, or there was one by Olivia Parker that might have even been 2 1/4, 3 1/4. They were very small prints. I viewed them from the same distance I did the giant Karsh portrait of Winston Churchill. And I found myself a little nonplussed. How should I have been viewing these images? Should I have backed up from the Karsh portrait of Churchill so that it was the same angle of view to my vision that the little tiny Olivia Parker 4x5 or 2 1/4, 3 1/4 print was by getting really, really close? Or is any of that even important in the least? If we're not in charge of the angle of view that people have when they view a print, should we even pay any attention to it? And from a practical and pragmatic point of view, isn't the size of the print limited mostly by the size of our printer or the size of the paper we buy? And how often do we actually make a decision about the size of a print based on how we want the image to be seen versus the limitations that are implied by either our camera, our printer, or the paper medium itself? Scale is a very tricky issue, and one that is ultimately outside our control. We don't have the same kind of relationship with the material that, say, a sculptor has. And every time I see a really giant photographic print, I reflexively can't help but wonder if the photographer thinks this is an important element of the image, or if it's a little bit of technological bragging that they can do something that other photographers can't, or at least can't do affordably. I guess this is another reason why, as a publisher, I've become so comfortable with either commercially printed books, blurb books, handmade folios, handmade chapbooks, because the question of scale and how big a print should be is more or less determined by the medium itself. And I can have some confidence that I can predict the distance and the size and the angle of view that people will experience when they're viewing my work.
Copyright 2025, Lenswork Publishing.